And now, with thanks to Bright Ideas Lighting, Talbot Avenue, Athlone. Building or renovating? They work with you to create a bespoke lighting plan for your home. Brightideas.ie. In this weather we're having, there'll be no laundry drying. So how about some sorting out of your outstanding DIYing? Mr. Fix-It fans can cheer, as our expert is here. Yes, our housework hero's arrived. It's Brian Clunan.
Like a t-shirt. Household hero, yeah. Might get a t-shirt with that on it.
Nobody will buy that t-shirt.
No, just for me.
All right.
Oh, no, just for me.
How's the farm?
Our farm is good.
Let's get down to business.
A bit dopey, I felt. I woke early, got up early, did everything, and then lay down in the bed just to send a text or to look at my phone and fell asleep. So when that happens to me, I'm just dopey for the day. Sorry, dopey-er.
I was about to say, we wouldn't notice.
Dopey-er for the day.
First question comes from Alice. Don't do it. Don't do this.
How did you know I was going to do? Who the hell is Alice?
We have white plastic curtain rails in our bedroom and both our kids' bedrooms as well. It's become increasingly difficult to drag the curtains open and closed. I have to pull a portion of the curtain each time and then move to the next piece, and so on.
Oh yeah, that's so annoying.
Has Brian any suggestions? Somebody at work suggested rubbing butter into the curtain rail.
I would imagine that's not somebody young suggesting that. Butter was used years ago as a lubricant for all sorts of things, but it does stain, so you certainly wouldn't use it on curtains. No, the only thing to use there, and it works brilliantly, is silicone spray. So silicone spray is a lubricant, non-staining, non-oily. It's a brilliant, brilliant lubricant. But always have to preface it by saying it's completely invisible, really, really slippy, which makes it a fantastic lubricant to use on plastic in particular, and particularly on curtains, because obviously you can't spray up your WD-40 or your 3-in-1 oil or whatever in the curtain rail, because it'll drip down onto the curtains and it'll stain it. So the silicone spray will not stain at all. It's a very fine, light lubricant. And what you do is spray it the whole track, spray it in along the length of the track, and then immediately start moving the curtain rails up and forward and back forward. Don't just spray it in and walk away. Work it in always, anytime. Doesn't matter what lubricant you're using, you work it through straight away. So you spray it in and then pull the curtains back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to work the lubricant through, and it'll completely transform it. The only thing, if you're careful, it's very dangerous in one regard only, and that is because it's so slippy. So if you had a laminate floor or a wooden floor or a tiled floor and any of it goes onto the floor, that floor is now like a skating rink.
Yes.
So we had in the shop, in our own shop, we had an elderly gentleman who, I forget what he used it on, but he nearly broke his wife's hip. Like, she did have to go to hospital because he sprayed something. It went on some sort of a slippy floor, and the floor became incredibly slippy. No, he assures me it was an accident.
I was about to ask.
I knew by the look on your face you were going to ask that. So it makes everything really slippy, which is what you want in a curtain rail, but it's not what you want on your tiled floor with your elderly partner.
Morning, guys. I need to know, will power washing a house that has cracked walls inside and out do more harm than good? After the power washing, do you have to get the house painted, or is there another alternative? It has white dashing at the moment.
So it's all got to do with the level of the power washing that you do. So we very often, I again, in the shop, little hardware shop, people come in and they're looking at buying white paint or buying paint for dashing. And I'd say, look, just before you buy the paint, just wash the dashing. Put on a detergent, put on a lot of the fungicides, the algae killers, by the way. So dashing lends itself very much towards dirt because it's an uneven surface. It's like if you put sandpaper on the wall, if you stuck a piece of sandpaper to your car, rough side out, and drove around for a week, the sandpaper would have an awful lot more dirt on it than just the shiny metal paint on the car. So
have you seen my
same
car lately? No. I wouldn't bet on it.
Is it that bad?
Oh boy.
So I would always say, like, you have to paint, you have to wash dashing well, because all those crevices are holding dirt. Paint doesn't stick to dirt and dust; it just doesn't stick to it. But very often when people wash the dashing, so they spray on a fungicide, which also has a detergent. Nearly every fungicide, which is the things for killing the red algae, the green algae and all that, they all have a detergent in them to make them stick to the fungicide, to the fungus, to the algae. And that works. So if you were to put on a fungicide and power wash it straight away, all these suds would come up. Now, obviously, you're leaving it, the fungicide time to work. But always just power wash, gently power wash. Now, you can't aggressively power wash it because lumps will start coming off. But if there's cracks in the wall, inside and out, I would probably be getting, if they're bad, I'd probably be getting a structural engineer to look at that, because you don't want to just ignore that. If you want to fill the cracks outside, I would say always fill them, if you can, with a two-pack filler. So two-pack filler is car body filler, basically. And two-pack filler will not come out afterwards. It will not come out. Because you can imagine, you're filling the metal in a car which has frost, movement, sun, everything going on, and it doesn't fall out. So it won't fall out in your wall, which also has frost and sun, but doesn't have movement that the car has, and doesn't have the same expansion and contraction that the metal has when it gets hot and cold, as opposed to a wall. So fill with two-pack filler, and then if you need to paint, you can paint.
Back to the curtain rail. Nuala finds spray furniture polish to be brilliant. Most people already have it in the cupboard.
Yeah, so spray furniture polish would be any of the silicone-based spray furniture polish in particular, as opposed to, well, I suppose the wax-based ones would work as well. But in particular, any of the silicone polishes will work really well.
Lots of comments on Simon Harris, Peter Burke, election posters and more, which we'll get to after 11. Daniel O'Donnell is here to play Beat the Intro.
Is he now?
And you and I are never going to do this, but a man from Mullingar is training for a 250-kilometre marathon through the Sahara Desert.
250 metres would be a struggle for me, never mind 250 kilometres.
Nonsense. The only reason you can't do it is your bad knee.
Yes.
Otherwise you'd be there.
Oh, I'd be there. Oh, 100%. Yeah. You're dead right.
Me too. 27 minutes to 11.
Mr. Fix-It, with thanks to Bright Ideas at Loon, suppliers of bespoke lighting for higher ceilings. brightideas.ie.
Brian Clunan is here from Clunan's Hardware in Tullamore.
You looked confused over who I was.
It wasn't that. It was the noise of a zipper at the end there, and I was wondering.
It wasn't me. Look, my hands are on the desk. I assure you it wasn't me.
I hadn't heard that before. Use furniture polish on a cloth and wipe the rails with it. Curtains will move easy and the furniture polish doesn't go everywhere. Catherine.
Well, the only thing I'd say about that is I'd spray it, I have to say, because even if you hold a piece of cardboard under the rail as you're spraying, but just if you want it to get into the tracks. Mm. So it's not just on the surface of... So if you look at a curtain rail, it's a channel with the gliders going into it, and you want the polish, the silicone, the spray, the wax, whatever it is, going into the channel, not just on the surface.
Catherine uses Vaseline for the same purpose.
Yeah, the only thing is it gets dirty. Vaseline is, if every bit of dust in the house then sticks to the Vaseline and it gets very dirty in time and then becomes even harder to move because right. The dirt combines with the Vaseline. That's why the silicone, that's why you're using a silicone-based furniture polish or a silicone spray, because it doesn't attract dust. So the wax furniture polishes do, dust sticks to wax. It doesn't stick to silicone. Yeah.
Laura asks, what is the best way to clean red brick on an outside wall and red patio slabs?
So it really depends what's on them. A lot of the time with red brick, you will have what's known as efflorescence. And efflorescence is a white, it looks like, we've mentioned before, your dark shirts with the sweat stains under the arms. It looks a little bit like that. So it's where the moisture coming the moisture, the rain goes into the brick, and then when it evaporates out, he's giving me a dirty look. When it evaporates out, it leaves all this white mineral salt on the surface. So if it's that, you have to use a very mild acid. So you brush on the acid, leave it 20 minutes, and then scrub it off. I should always say, scrub off what you can dry, and the stuff that won't come off, you'll use a mild acid and then wash it off. But sometimes power washing red brick will create efflorescence because you're forcing the water right back in. So I would always say just try washing it with a detergent first and see if that's enough to do it. And if not, use a thing like Path and Patio Cleaner, which is a very mild acid combined with a detergent. And as a rule, it'll leave them all absolutely spotless without the need to power wash. Because sometimes with brick, actually with a lot of concrete's okay, but even at that, if you power wash them, they become abraded. So if you can imagine, you buy new bricks and you decide to clean them with sandpaper. When you sand them, you roughen the surface, and now all the algae and stuff grows even better on it because the surface is no longer as smooth. So when you abrade anything like that, it makes it more likely to hold dirt, more likely for algae growth, for fungal growth. So when you power wash something, you often are abrading it. So don't aggressively power wash something. Always keep it at a wide setting, held well back, enough that it's the same pressure of a sweeping brush, but you're using the water instead of a sweeping brush. But don't go to a needle jet and go really hard in something. It will leave it clean, but it'll leave it more likely to get dirty in the future.
Paul in Athlone says, the dressing table in my daughter's bedroom, which is absolutely perfect, except for two large blisters on the top surface. Looks like a laminate, veneer type finish. Is there any way of getting rid of these blisters?
Yeah, so look, with anything like this, be it vinyl, so let's say you had wallpaper which bubbled. What you would do with wallpaper that bubbled is you would get a pin, you'd burst the bubble, and then you'd get a warm iron and a piece of fine fabric of some sort, and you'd run the warm steam iron over the blister, and the air will come out because you've popped a hole, and when you put the steam on it, it'll heat the glue a little bit and let it down. You could do the very same thing. Now, it's a gentle heat, so in this particular case, you're probably not going to go even hot enough to create steam. But what you are going to do is run the steam iron over it with the cloth. So run the iron over it, a warm iron, not a hot iron, just a warm iron, and then immediately put something heavy on it. So maybe put a book on it, which is completely flat, and then a heavy weight on top of it. Now, I'm not saying you should stand on it for any length of time, but just a heavy weight and just leave it overnight.
He was talking to me, by the way, not you. Okay. Another question on the furniture polish. Where can you get the spray furniture polish that's suitable for this job? It's any furniture polish, isn't it?
Silicone. Mr. Sheen is silicone based. Any of those furniture polishes will do. Now, the next level up is the silicone spray, which is much better again because it's pure refined silicone. So if you're going out to buy something, I would say buy the silicone spray. It'll be probably as cheaper. But
does it have other purposes in a regular house?
Yeah, well, any time you want to lubricate something that you don't want. So we had a guy in the other day and he was buying it because he had three or four, he goes hill walking and he had three or four jackets where the zips were very sticky. So he sprays it on the zip, the zip's 100% and it's completely non-staining.
Is there a silicone version of WD-40 now?
Oh, well, WD-40 make a whole range. They make silicone spray, they make lithium spray, they make copper spray, they make all these different lubricant sprays. Yeah. But sorry, if you're buying it, the caller quite rightly said you probably have a silicone based furniture polish in the house, which will do the job. But if you're going out to buy something, get the silicone spray because it is cleaner and a much more effective lubricant. But if you have silicone furniture polish in the house, use it.
Rita says, our daughter had a few friends over last weekend and they got ready to go out at our house. So we now have false tan stains all over the bathroom. It's on the toilet seat, it's on the bath, it's on the sink. I've tried hot soapy water and I have tried wipes And nothing so far has removed the stains completely.
Right, wow.
That's what you're putting on your skin.
I'm smiling because I remember this happening at home, and the noise level in the house is unbelievable. The noise level of girls getting ready to go out versus lads.
Yeah.
So we lived in town, and sometimes if there was something going on, you know, because we lived in town and the kids originally went to a school in the country, so the kids had come to the house before they went out. But like the girls would come 3 hours before they went out and spend those 3 hours getting ready. And the noise level and the trail of destruction was fabulous, I have to say.
Whereas the lads just arrive in with a bag of cans.
They arrive a short while beforehand and then they're gone again. They don't make as much noise. But anyway, the other is much more exciting. Look, I'd say two things. I mean, if you get... You see, wipes is a very generic term now. There were so many different types of wipes. But I would say the heavier duty wipes, the Wonder wipes, all those heavy duty, builders use them all the time. They're cheap and cheerful.
Is there an ingredient you're looking for?
I don't know what the active ingredient is, but they certainly are, some of them, they vary a lot. Mm. So you're looking for one that cleans grime, paint, that sort of stuff off your hands.
So tougher than regular baby wipes.
Exactly. There's no comparison whatsoever. But the other thing I'd say is if you have, what would you have in the house? If you had ceramic hob cleaner, if you had, ceramic hob cleaner won't do any damage to your porcelain, your toilet seat, your kitchen sink, or your washing basin, you know, and so on. But it will really do a very good job. And you can use them with the nylon pads. Again, a nylon pad, you know, the green nylon pad with the yellow nylon pad with the green, that won't do any harm whatsoever. But that combined with a ceramic hob cleaner would be my first choice.
Just imagine putting it on your skin.
It's all in front of you.
I know. And time passes so quickly as well, doesn't it?
Is that why you stopped wearing the false tan?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just too much work afterwards cleaning the bathroom. That's why. You hit the nail on the head. You've outed me at last. Sherlock Holmes has arrived. Got a question? Here's how you reach us.
Mr. Fix-It on Midlands 103 with Bright Ideas Lighting, Talbot Avenue, Athlone. Official stockists of Laura Ashley Lighting and Mirrors. See our dedicated Laura Ashley boutique in store. brightideas.ie.
Granny has a solution.
Oh, good girl, Granny.
To the problem of fake tan in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Mix, in even amounts, bread soda, washing soda and salt into a paste and it will happily clean those stains in the bathroom.
Bread soda,
washing soda and salt in even amounts.
Actually, if anyone's listening knows this, I think you can't get washing soda now for some reason. No one seems to have it. But Granny will have some at home because every time she spills false tan, that's what she uses.
Hilda says, it's a little late now, but the next time the girls are over, get them to wipe down the sink with nappy cream.
Beforehand? Or
well, I assume at the time. It'll probably be much easier to remove anything when it's fresh.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, Hilda says her mum had her do it.
Right.
So,
different times, I'd say, Hilda.
Brian, the bedroom wall in my house has black mould. I've heard you mention it before, but I've never had black mould before. So now I need to listen, says Jackie in Mullingar.
So all winter long, I'd say every single week, every hardware shop in the country gets this. So look, it's not cause for concern unless you ignore it. Mm. It's also the biggest mistake people make, and we get it the whole time, is where people just wash it away. And by washing it away, you make it worse. You spread it. So just get a fungicidal solution. There's 100 different types out there. Mix them according to the instructions and put it on. You can spray it on or sponge it on or brush it on, and always do a bigger area than the area you can see. Leave it for 24 hours and then wash it off. And I always follow on then by saying, after you've washed it off, if it comes clean, that's great. If it doesn't and you need to paint it, go ahead and do your painting and possibly even use a stain block first, depending how bad it is, how long it's been there. But when you're finished, everything's done, looks wonderful, get the fungicidal solution and reapply another coat and don't wash it off. It's a completely clear liquid. When it dries in, you won't even know it's there, but the mould will know it's there because it can't grow on it, because you've basically put like a weed killer from mold, a mold killer there that remains behind, and that will make a huge difference to it not coming back. And it's 99.9% of the time, it's a very benign cause. It's just a little cold patch, a lack of insulation for various structural reasons on a particular patch. And because it's cold, because of the lack of insulation, you get condensation. And because you've condensation there a lot of the time, it's more or less continually damp. And because it's continually damp, mold starts to grow. And once it grows, it just grows and grows and grows.
Masonry and gloss paint in splatters on a concrete path. Make it go away.
Look, you'll have to use a paint remover. So gloss paint will almost, now most of the time still will be oil-based. The masonry paint is acrylic-based, it's water-based. So it's a matter of brushing on a paint remover. I would say brush on a paint remover, drop cling film down on top of it, leave it for a couple of hours, and then come back and just power wash it off or scrub it off with a scrubbing brush, and it'll all come off, no problem whatsoever.
Boys, washing soda is now called crystal soda, says Granny.
Yeah, I think it's not available. This is the thing. I hope it is, but the feedback I'm getting is it seems to be very hard to get.
Dolores wants to clear an upstairs sink in the bathroom. She opened the pipe under the sink. The blockage is further down.
Okay, so depending how bad it is, if it's flowing but just very slow to flow, you can use a caustic soda or sodium hydroxide based drainer blocker. And with that one, what you would do is put it in, leave it overnight, and then in the morning, fill the sink up to its highest, pull the plug, and maybe even have a bucket of water as well to create a flush. It's not just turn on the tap. That's not a flush. You want a volume of water, like flushing a toilet, where this big volume of water comes down and flushes everything away. So if you deposit one of your legendary logs in the toilet,
Brian,
and put a garden hose in there, it's never going to flush it away. It needs to be the toilet flush. So it needs to be the same thing in the sink. You need a volume of water to flush it away. Now, if it's really bad, you'd have to probably use a sulfuric acid-based drainer blocker, because that is heavier than water and doesn't dilute in water, and it just goes straight through all the water until it gets to the blockage, and then it eats its way. But again, this time you only leave it for about an hour or 2 hours, but again, the flush is all important. Mm. The volume of water is important.
Have you ever eaten blue icing on a cake?
I'm sure I must have.
Did it have any reaction?
Not that I'm aware of, but if this is going where it's going, where I think it's going, I don't study my poo every time I go to the toilet.
Would you like to see a picture?
Not of yours, no.
Anyway, I'm just curious, has anybody else had that effect?
What are you saying? It comes out blue? Goes in blue, comes out blue?
More a green.
Oh, okay.
Back to your
silicone. Yeah, please go back to the DIY.
Back to your silicone. If you have a metal curtain pole,
yes,
could you use the silicone to ease movement?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, yeah. Just along the top. Obviously, it's only making contact at the very top. So just spray the top, and again, straight away, rub it back and forth, drag it back and forth straight away. It'll definitely, doesn't matter whether it's metal or timber, the silicone doesn't stain. So you can use it on the metal or the timber.
Maria got...
Sorry, some people might have it at home already, because it's used all the time on gym equipment. If you have a...
Oh, treadmills.
Treadmills. Yeah, it's used in treadmills all the time as a non-staining lubricant for treadmills.
Conflicting information coming in. So Maria in Portlaoise says she bought crystal soda in Dunn Stores a few weeks ago.
Oh, good.
Very
great.
Good product, completely safe to use. However, Jackie says crystal soda cannot be bought anymore. Used to get it in Dunn's. I've tried there and I've tried other supermarkets.
Yeah, no, it seems to be gone. Only very recently now.
Another person saying you can get it in Super Value. So
buy it quick. If you do use it on a regular basis, go out and buy it where you can find it, because I think it's gone.
Sounds
I don't know why.
Like stocks may be depleting. Some stores have run out, others may have the
Well,
last
a few, we used to stock it, and we mostly sold it as a kind of a sticking agent for organic organic weed sprays and things like that, and all the suppliers seem to be saying discontinued. So I don't know why.
Need a quick answer on this. Tom in Portlaoise has a galvanised shed. He wants to paint the roof, but it's rusty.
So just spot treat. If it's rusty, spot treat it with a rust primer and then put on... Well, the best thing is spot treat with a rust primer and then use oxide paint. It's the cheapest and best paint.
Brian, as ever, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Will.
And if we didn't get to your question today, he's back next Wednesday, 20 past 10, or you can find him at Clunan's Hardware in Tullamore. News at 11 is next.
Mr. Fix-It, thanks to Bright Ideas. Call in and see our impressive displays at Tulwhit Avenue, Athlone, or see brightideas.ie.